Episode 3216, Master What Shakes You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. I'm Gabby Day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. Are you on countdown? Oh, I sure am. We've got Thanksgiving around the corner. And are you ready for Christmas? I just got to have a confession here. I've already been shopping. Yes, but we'll leave that for another episode. Today, it's all about healthy living. Master what shakes you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, in the realm of healthy living, the presence of recurring obstacles can throw you off balance. To truly thrive in your wellness journey, go beyond overcoming them and master what shakes you. Because, you know, if you're hunkered into what you like, you're never going to get away from those cycles. But if you can break free from these cycles, that is where you will discover and achieve stability. Balance will be present. However, merely conquering these challenges is really not the end goal. So take control of your health struggles and harness their potential as catalysts for positive change. A lot of us are just trying to kind of live well, whatever convenient thing is in front of us. So if you're running late and the kids have activities, what are you doing? You're running through the drive-thru. No guilt there. Once in a while is fine, but every single day. And I know some of us are living that way. And then you wonder why we're kind of, oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to do anything. But then at the same time, you're like, but I need that energy. And so then you eat something and you're like, but I still don't feel that great. And then you wake up on the weekends and you're like, why do I not feel more energized? Am I gaining weight? Am I just aging the wrong way? Maybe I'm going through early menopause, right? We have all of these things that come up in our heads. And then what happens is, well, we stray from the truth. Because we accept the lies. And we accept the lies because we like the comfort and the convenience. Have you noticed a theme this week? If you've been listening, a lot of it's about our comfort zones. And I know we don't like to talk about it because that means, yeah, we have to become the master of our issues. And that means we can witness how they can become our ultimate assets in the pursuit of a vibrant and nourished life. But we have to be willing to do the work. And in order to do the work, we have to get out of our comfort sweet zone spots. You know, the convenience, going through the drive-thrus, just doing what comes easy. Let me tell you right now, I have been working on my health diligently. And I've had to make tough choices. I went out to a restaurant with my uncle and my mom a day or so back. And I went in there and I'm like, oh my goodness. It's fresh, everything. Believe it or not, this fast food restaurant, and it's a fast food restaurant, better than McDonald's. I'm just going to say that. McDonald's, you're not a sponsor. If you want to be a sponsor, then maybe I'll say something nice, but it is better than a McDonald's in my opinion. But what did I get there? A salad. What I really wanted was their bacon burger. They have fresh buns. Their bacon is actually cooked in the restaurant. Now, this is a fast food restaurant, okay? I know. Flabbergasted, right? You're like, there's no fast food restaurant. Well, down here in the South, we do have one of those restaurants and it is tasty. And I walked in and I haven't been in a restaurant like that. And I got to tell you, was I tempted? You better believe it. But guess what? Where I stood at the moment I was, I knew that I felt better than I have felt in months, let alone years. And I wasn't willing to give that up. So guess what? I had a salad. Huh? And I even took stuff off the salad. I ordered a very basic salad and they put on a couple extra things. And I'm like, I may have a bite or two, but that's it. Not going any further. And off the side it went. They gave me two full packets of dressing. What did I do? I opened up a packet and I literally used probably less than a tablespoon because I had majority of it left over in the first packet. Didn't even touch the second packet. My friend, we are just kind of drowning ourselves in the comfort and convenience of what it is to not have to work hard. Anything of value requires work. I don't care if that's healthy living. I don't care if that's your career. I don't care if it's your family. All of it requires work. All of it requires dedication. All of it requires respect. Are you respecting your own reflection? Are you willing to say, you know what? I need to master what shakes me. I need to figure out what it is that's holding me back. I need to go in and say, okay, what is my vice right now? Like, what's got me? What has me held down that I don't feel like I can go any further? What is it? Master what shakes you. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Because my friend, if you don't master what shakes you, what's going to happen? Well, where you are now is where you're going to stay. And you're just going to grow older. And that's fine. If you're in a good place, celebrate that, my friend. I mean, celebrate it. Say, I'm so glad I'm not doing what Christiane is talking about. And keep pushing through and making those wise decisions. But if you're like, you know, I'm just going to wait till the new year. Why? I've been celebrating lately because I started actually in the summertime. Can you believe it? No one starts a diet, a new lifestyle in the summer. Oh, I did. I even went on vacation and I didn't break it. And I felt so good. And now I'm like, it is so good. I could not be doing everything that I'm doing right now. If you looked at my schedule, you can ask my mom. She's just next door. She really is. She's in town. We've got people coming and going for the holidays. I am still helping my daughter and son-in-law with our new grandbaby little girl who is absolutely adorable. I am leaving today to go back down there. I came up for just a couple days and then going back down to help them some more. And then they're coming back and spending Thanksgiving holidays with us. And so they're going to be here about a week and a half. So literally my plate is turkey full. It is really full. I've got kids taking final exams and major tests for their career. I've got one who's totally switching his career, and I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm on my knees. I mean, if you looked at my schedule, we've got a film. We've got a film for the rest of the season that's putting out 5 more episodes for our TV show. I could not be doing what I'm doing if I wasn't doing what I needed to do for my health because I would be exhausted. But I can sleep now. And my 5 hours is like, boom, it's awesome. I feel energized. I feel good. Even recording late at night, even though I don't want to do that. Remember, I'm trying to get to bed by 11 o'clock every night, but I got to be honest with you, sometimes I don't. I've been doing really well. And that's been one of those thorns in my side. But man, every once in a while, and so when I'm even up 11, midnight, 1 o'clock, I still feel great getting up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning with only 5 to 6 hours of sleep. Now, ultimately for me, yeah, if I could have that 6.5 to 7 hours, perfection, but it doesn't always happen. And so you have to figure out, are you willing to stick with the pain of the comfort and convenience because you know it, you like those lies, and come on, let's call it like it is. Or are you willing to say, nope, I want to master what shakes me. It's time to do something. It's time to switch it up. I do not want to sit here and wait till New Year's. Why wait? You can still enjoy your holiday food. You're just going to eat a little bit differently. You don't have to eat the whole pie. Maybe you have a slice of pie. Now, I haven't decided, I'm being honest with you, I have not decided if I'm going to indulge in some of the really yummy things that I make for Thanksgiving. Now, am I making them? Of course I am. Why? Because I have a whole family coming. I'm hosting Thanksgiving. And so we're having everybody over. Even my mom's going to be here. And it's so exciting. But that doesn't mean that if I fix it, I have to eat it. I know it tastes good because I've been cooking for decades now. And everybody tells me I'm a great cook, so I don't have to eat it. But I may make a decision, but guess what? It won't be a whole slice of pie. It might be a bite or two of a piece of pie. That's a big difference in a whole slice of pie with ice cream and homemade whipped cream. I mean, that sounds delicious. And I like my apple pie especially warmed up. What about you? You can enjoy it, but you don't have to indulge in it. So master what shakes you. What does that look like in real life? Number one, embrace self-awareness. To master what shakes you, it is crucial to develop a deep level of self-awareness. What are you doing? Why do you eat what you eat? Why do you eat when you eat? There are days that if I just kind of have a very productive day, but it's one of those productive, busy days that I'm going from one thing to the next, the next, the next. And sometimes I don't get all my meals in that I think I'm going to. And so maybe by the time I settle down at 10:30, I'm like, well, okay, I got about half or three quarters in of what I really wanted. Well, guess what? Maybe I decide still not to eat. That's okay. It works for me, right? You may not need a late night snack just because you've been having it for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. Call it like it is. So when you have this self-awareness, and this self-awareness is you are so in tune, and I'm telling you right now, most people are not. If you are stuck in your reels, if you get hunkered down in somebody else's Facebook feed, and you're looking at everybody else's posts, most likely you're not really self-aware of what's going on within yourself. Why? Because you're lost in somebody else's. And I'm being honest with you. And if you're like, I want to challenge you on that, then great, I accept the challenge. You go think about it. When you start to hit that phone again, whether it's shopping on Facebook Marketplace, whether it's going to your reels, whether it's doing Snapchat or even TikTok, whatever it is that floats your boat, maybe it's Sudoku. Is that how you pronounce that crazy game? See, I don't even play that game. You know the game I'm talking about. Well, if you get sucked in, do you really know what you're doing? Like if you're like, okay, I'm sitting here and I'm going to play this game on my phone, but you have a snack next to you, how fast do you go through that snack? And is it really a serving size? Because I would challenge you. You could feel even better if you would eat to serving size, not eat to fill up the bowl or fill your plate. So if you really want to embrace that self-awareness, it means getting to know yourself inside and out and truly understanding your triggers, your strengths, your weaknesses. Why do you eat the way you eat? Why do you eat certain things? Why all of a sudden are you like, I've got to have something salty? Why? Because if you're eating a lot of processed food, salt is the last thing you need. So there's other things going on within your body. Same with the reverse. If you're eating really healthy and you're not eating a lot of processed foods, you actually may need more salt in your diet. It is important. We need salt. Not a ton of it. There is a balance, but you've got to figure out what that is for you. So if you're kind of craving that, well, what is that? Where does that show up in your everyday? And when you identify the specific factors that shake your healthy living routine, you then can develop strategies to counteract them, which means what? You play interference with them. When you're like, oh, I'm just, ooh. I mean, think about stress, right? Stress often leads you to emotional eating. Root beer floats, my friend. I love them. Oh, I found this restaurant, total sidebar here. I found this beautiful restaurant. And, oh, they have real root beer floats. Like, let's go back to the dime store day. Yeah, do you remember the dime store days? Oh, I do. Where you'd go up and you would get to sit at the counter and you would pay like 50 cents and your root beer float was like bigger than your head. It was like humongous. Now, of course, I was like 5, 6, 7 years old, you know, buying this and I felt like such a big girl. But I love my root beer floats and so does my father. And I went and I found this incredible, quaint, oh, sweet, sweet, sweet restaurant. Love it. Love the food. But guess what? Not only do they have great root beer floats with real root beer, they even have a salad bar. I can make my own salads and put what I want on it, right? But you see, if we're stressed out and life has got us going umpteen different places, what happens? Often it leads us to emotional eating. So we've got to take note of the pattern and explore alternative coping mechanisms, such as engaging in exercise, or practicing mindfulness techniques like breathing patterns, or maybe it's literally going for a run or a walk, or maybe it's just get down 8 ounces of water because you're really thirsty and you're really not hungry. And by truly quenching your body, giving your cells the hydration that it needs, all of a sudden you're like, I don't feel so bad after all. So when you recognize and address these patterns, you can regain control over your actions and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Your day isn't ruined. Embrace self-awareness. Number two, cultivate resilience. Now, this is a hard one because resilience means what? You're going to be facing things that you don't really necessarily have control over, and there's going to be a lot of temptations. And you've got life is full of ups and downs and all arounds, and conquering what shakes you requires resilience. And when you cultivate that resilience, it means developing the ability to bounce back from what? Oops, instead of eating just those 2 bites of that slice of pie, I had the whole slice. Oh, it was delicious. Or wait, instead of having no root beer float, I had 2, right? Those are setbacks. Now, we can adapt to those situations and those circumstances. And when it comes to healthy living, building up that resilience is vital for overcoming obstacles that may hinder your progress. So if your work schedule is hectic and it leaves little time for exercise, instead of succumbing to defeat and being like, I just never have time for it. And what? We go to the lies saying we don't have time for it, yet we all have 24 hours in a day. Just depends on how you spend it. Find creative ways to incorporate physical activity into your everyday. Park on the 4th floor of your parking garage, and instead of taking the elevator, walk, take the stairs. You're like, but, well, maybe you have to leave 5 minutes early so you can take that time to walk. But guess what? You're getting in physical exercise, and you didn't have to work to make more time. It's just now a part of your day. Take those short walks during breaks, right? Utilize home workout routines. And by adapting to challenges and staying committed to your healthy lifestyle, what you want in your life, you can master what shakes you and maintain your well-being. And that's the key here. It's not about living up to Christiane's standards. I mean, I got high standards for me, but you set the bar for yourself. I'm here giving you examples. I'm here saying, is it possible to lose the 20 pounds? Amen, sister, it is, and you can do it. And I'm here to cheer you on, but you won't be able to do it if you don't have resilience. You won't be able to do it if you don't embrace self-awareness and you don't become so attuned to who you are becoming and what your body needs, right? It's so important. Finally, number 3, foster a supportive community. You have got to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who share your goals and values. And when you do that, it can greatly enhance your journey towards mastering what shakes you. Hence why I am opening up AIM at the latest, the top of the new year, 2024. I've been saying it, but things in life happens and we've moved and we've had so many things, okay? I mean, if I wrote them all down, it really does kind of surprise me when I go back through, because at times I got to be honest with you. I feel guilty because I show up every single day. Why? Because you matter to me. You really matter to me. I do consider you part of my family. I pray for you every day. I pray before I record these episodes. I pray that if it touches one individual, then I know that I was meant to actually do this one particular episode, because you do mean that much to me. And so that's why we're opening up AIM, because we need that supportive community. We need to have people come around us and to lock arms with us and say, you know what? You may not be able to get it at home because, yeah, maybe your spouse doesn't get it. Maybe they just don't get it. And it's not because they're bad. They just don't know any better. But if you can lock arms with people who have been there, who are doing that, then what does that do to you? It inspires you when you're down. When you feel like, oh, I cannot do anymore. These holidays are getting to me. And for some, holidays are great. And for others, it's a loss of a loved one. We went out to eat a few days back. And totally different restaurant, by the way, than the root beer float. Just saying. This is a different restaurant. It is a chain restaurant, but it's not fast food. You can order out, but it's not fast food. And it was, actually, it was Veterans Day. I had to think about that. And I about started bawling. I kid you not. We were being walked to our table. And as I walked by this other table, it was sitting there with a candle and a little sign that said, "This is saved for the fallen soldier." And even now, I mean, I get choked up about it. And I thought, wow, you cared enough to take one table away for the night. Do you know what that does for people who are coming in? The revenue that comes from that one table, I guarantee you, it's not just, you know, a few cents. It's hundreds of dollars that comes from that one table not being filled. But it meant something to this particular franchise, in this particular town to have that table blocked to honor our fallen soldiers, our veterans. And what do you think? Won me over. I'm like, will I come back? Yes, I will. Even though they were jam-packed and busy and we had a 30-minute wait, you better believe I'll be going back there. You've got to find that supportive community. You've got to find people that you can lock arms with, that will encourage you, that will hold you accountable, and you will have the sense of belonging. It's the family. That's why when I'm on here, like, you are my family. And my family knows that. They know I take what I do very seriously. And so when you face challenges and you have that supportive community, oh my goodness, it's amazing what you can overcome. So seek out places. I pray that you'll already start thinking that when AIM opens up, like, I'm all in. I want to do this. I want to become a part of this community. I want to dive deeper. And when you foster a supportive community, when you can tap into this collective knowledge and share experiences, you'll be able to gain the motivation needed to overcome what shakes you in your healthy living journey. Because let me tell you, healthy living nowadays is not easy. Right? We live by the lies because we eat processed food. I mean, it truly is. And I don't care if you're eating that food that says, oh, it's low fat, or it's low this, or you can lose on this, or you can do this. No, it's not. If it's not real, why are you putting it in your body? We'll save that for another episode. Remember, mastering what shakes you is not about avoiding challenges, but rather embracing those challenges as opportunities for growth. It's hitting them head on. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to extinguish the lies and embrace the truths, knowing that the best is yet to come? Because you can sit here and say, you know, I'm just going to wait till the New Year's. I'm going to wait till New Year's comes around and I'm going to be fine with it. Well, between now and then, you might gain another 5 to 10 pounds. And that's not to put a damper on it by any means. It's just the truth. We're coming up to winter. We don't move as much. With the holidays, you eat a little bit more because, well, it's easy and convenient. And it's, you know, you have more things around that has a little bit more fat in it and more calories. And so you're not watching really what you're eating and you're not being really mindful of it. So you just eat. So you put on that weight. And if you eat some processed stuff, then you also put on inflammation, which causes the scale to rise also. And then you wonder why you're falling asleep and you're hangry and all of this stuff, because your body isn't getting what it needs to be nourished and fueled. The key is fueling your body. So embrace the power within you, my friend, to master what shakes you and let it fuel your transformation. Go in peace. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.